The Hidden Energy Problem in Energy-Intensive Estates, set to September 2026, by Melanie Clark. Without a clear view of the differences in buildings, organizations can struggle to prioritize investment. For one of the UK's largest multi-site hospitality estates, the challenge was not simply finding ways to save energy. With more than 1,400 locations of different sizes, formats, and operating patterns, the organization first needed to understand which sites were using the most energy, why their performance differed, and where investment could deliver the greatest benefit. Uniform approach, not ideal. Large multi-site property portfolios naturally evolve over time. Buildings can vary considerably in age, size, operating hours, equipment, and energy demand, so similar locations may perform very differently. Without a clear view of these differences, organizations can struggle to prioritize investment and may take the same approach across every site, regardless of its actual performance or potential for improvement. That was the challenge facing this organization when it commissioned Mighty to carry out an ESOS assessment across its UK operations. The initial objective was to meet its compliance obligations, but the scale and depth of the analysis created a wider opportunity. It provided the evidence needed to understand where energy was being consumed, which locations were underperforming, where targeted investment could deliver the greatest return. The organization's property portfolio comprised more than 1,400 locations across several operational formats. The analysis showed that energy consumption was not evenly distributed across the portfolio, with a small number of site types accounting for much of the overall demand. It also identified individual locations using significantly more energy than comparable sites, helping the organization distinguish between expected variations and potential underperformance. First, understand where opportunities exist. As a result, rather than attempting to improve every location simultaneously, the organization focused on the sites with the greatest potential to reduce costs and improve performance. For estate leaders, this is an important lesson. The most effective energy strategies begin by understanding where the biggest opportunities exist, not by applying blanket improvement programs across an entire estate. Detailed site audits reinforce this point. While more than 100 individual energy-saving opportunities were identified, most of the potential benefit came from a relatively small number of repeatable interventions. Mostly this involved operational optimization rather than major capital investment, including improvements to controls, monitoring equipment performance, energy management practices. These measures offered attractive payback periods while reducing electricity demand, which was the estate's largest operational energy cost. The findings supported a simple but often overlooked investment sequence: optimize first, retrofit second, decarbonize third. Too often, organizations look for a quick fix through new or innovative technologies, such as heat pumps, solar panels, or smart building systems, without first addressing the root causes of unnecessary energy consumption. Improving the way existing assets are controlled, monitored, and operated can deliver earlier savings while creating a stronger foundation for future investment in low-carbon technologies. The project highlighted this particularly clearly when considering electrification. Technologies such as heat pumps will play an important role in decarbonizing commercial estates. However, switching from fossil fuels isn't as simple as replacing one heating system with another. Organizations first need to understand how their buildings perform, whether they have enough electrical capacity, and how energy is used across the site. Electrification works best when it forms part of a wider estate strategy rather than a standalone technology program. Multi-million pound saving potential. When the recommendations were modeled across the wider estate, the commercial opportunity became clear. The assessment identified the potential to reduce overall energy consumption by more than 20%, delivering multi-million pound annual cost savings while providing a clear roadmap for future investment. More importantly, it gave decision makers confidence that investment was being directed towards the areas where it would generate the greatest return. Perhaps the most valuable outcome, however, was the shift in mindset. What began as a compliance exercise became the foundation for a long-term estate improvement strategy. Portfolio insight is not a nice to have. For leaders responsible for multi-site portfolios, the challenge is usually deciding where to begin. A practical first step is to benchmark similar locations, identify sites using more energy than expected, and investigate the operational reasons behind that difference. This allows investment to be focused on the locations and measures with the greatest potential to reduce costs and improve performance. Organizations face an environment of rising energy costs, increasing compliance requirements, growing pressure to decarbonize. These factors mean that understanding how different parts of a property portfolio perform is no longer a nice to have. The hidden energy problem is the variation between apparently similar locations. Inefficient sites can remain unnoticed when performance is viewed only at portfolio level. Benchmarking individual sites and identifying operational outliers gives organizations the evidence to target investment, improve resilience, and build a credible roadmap towards net zero. Energy and resilience health check. How much could hidden energy inefficiency be costing your estate? Get a clearer view of where energy is being wasted, where costs and risks may be building, and where the biggest opportunities lie. Our health check turns your energy and estate data into practical insight to help you prioritize the actions that could deliver the greatest value. Start your health check.